Think back to your last trip to the beach. Do you remember if the wind was blowing? I bet you it was. And that's what interests energy developer Alla Weinstein.
The wind resource offshore is a lot stronger and more consistent than it is onshore.
The challenge is how to harness that wind to make electricity.
Because the ocean is fairly deep very quickly.
On our Pacific coast, certainly. Weinstein founded a company called Principle Power. The startup is trying to do something never done before, namely build a floating wind farm. Weinstein proposes to marry two existing technologies to do this.
We are actually not inventing the wheel. We are reusing the wheel. And the wheels that we're reusing are the offshore platforms that were developed for the offshore oil industry and also the turbines that have been developed for first use on land.
Weinstein and her Oregon project manager have just finished presenting their plans to a community meeting in the postcard pretty town of Manzanita.
We've got a few slides to share with you.
The company picked Tillamook County because high-voltage transmission lines come closest to the coast here. The plans eventually call for 30 wind turbines, each on its own floating platform anchored to the sea bottom. The turbines are bound to generate local jobs, too. Manzanita architect Tom Bender listened to the presentation and then came out against what he calls industrialization of the ocean.
The red lights on these things, these 400 or 500 foot high towers, obviously have flashing red lights. You get that on a foggy evening, the entire sky is pulsing red lights.
Danish naval officer Frans Poulsen retired to Manzanita. He comes to an opposite conclusion.
A windmill is a beautiful machine. They have been with humans for 10,000 years, and it contributes to preserving our planet.
Fishermen are another constituency to assuage. Charter boat captain John Brown foresees less disruption from the offshore wind farm than proposed wave energy parks nearer to shore.
Yeah, I'd much rather have wind energy 10 miles offshore than wave energy right on the beach. Yeah, no question about that.
Still in question is whether the price of the electricity from an offshore wind farm will be affordable. A different company from Seattle prepared an estimate in connection with a combination wind and wave energy platform proposed near Westport, Washington. Bert Hamner is president of Grays Harbor Ocean Energy Company.
It is expensive, and there's no way around that. It'll cost twice as much per megawatt or twice as much per unit of energy to produce the power offshore as it will onshore. The reality, though, is that in many places, there's nowhere else to get that much energy onshore.
The Principle Power folks insist their electricity will be priced competitively with other sources of new renewable energy. The Seattle company recently signed an agreement with the biggest electric company in Portugal. The pair plan to moor the world's first floating wind farm in the East Atlantic, not here, with development off our coast to follow second. Sales pitches to utilities for the Oregon offshore power start later this year or next. I'm Tom Bonsi in Tillamook County, Oregon.